Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For y'all ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. And I may add, we're located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street. Again, bringing you nothing but the truth. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael. Yah is our only king, our only judge, our only lawgiver, and our only savior, not just of Israel, but the world. And I praise the mighty Yah once again for allowing us to bring to you his words. It's very important that we understand the purpose in which we come before you each and every day, except for the first day of the week, to bring you the word of Yah. Because we live in a time that require our people to know the word of Yah. And if you've been listening to us, there will be a time where there will be a famine in the earth. This famine will not be of bread, nor will it be of thirst. But the famine will be of the hearing of the words of Yah. And people will run to and fro and up and down in the earth looking for the word of Yah. They will look, but they will not find it. Furthermore, and that's in the book of Amos, the 8th chapter. Furthermore, all over the scriptures, the Creator tells us, if you seek me, you shall find me. But make no mistake about it. Yah said there will come a time where we will seek him and not find him. And those times are fastly approaching us. So what is the Most High doing at this time? Well, the Almighty said there will be a time also, according to the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter, that he said knowledge shall be increased. And this is what the Most High is doing today. He's increasing knowledge. No other time have you seen another Israelite come before you each and every day teaching you the word of Yah, teaching you things that you have not known, bringing you in a path that you have not known, making darkness light and making the crooked things straight. Let me show you what Yah said he would do. In the book of Isaiah 42, this is what it says. And I'll start reading the 16th verse. He said, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. And there's no one more blind than our people. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. And we appreciate the Most High doing this for us, teaching us, guiding us, leading us in paths that we never knew, just like what we're dealing with this week. The Yah seven spirits. Yes, he has more than seven spirits, because if he has seven good spirits, you know he's going to have seven bad ones. And the good ones that we are discussing are very pertinent and relevant to your salvation. and it's very important to understand them. Oftentimes, I get a lot of questions on how do we do this? How do we come better at this and better at that? And how do I serve Yah this way and in that way? Well, if you understand how the spirits of the Most High work, then you would understand also how to achieve and have success. And then I have people who they get mad real easy. In other words, when things don't go their way, they get mad. When Israel is not acting the way they want Israel to act, they lose their spirit. They don't want to be around Israel. They don't want to talk to Israel. They don't even want to gather around Israel. Then you have some people, they'll go from class to class because this class, it didn't jive with their spirit this time. So they go to the next one. And then that one didn't jive with their spirit that time. Then they go to the next one. And they just keep doing this circle and cycle. And then you start picking and choosing what you like and what you don't like, what you accept, what you don't accept. Well, there's a certain type of spirit that one has when they do such a thing. Little do people know they only have one maker, one creator, one Elohim, one father. Either you're going to serve him or not. And if you serve him, then there are certain spirits that you would allow to be a part of you. And that's the whole problem. You've allowed spirits to be a part of you that shouldn't. This is why the Creator lets us know this in the book of Genesis. And today we're talking about the spirit of wisdom. But I'll do a little review on the spirit of Elohim so you can understand the difference between one and the other. And every spirit we come bring to you, you're going to see the difference between one and the other. But in the book of Genesis, I just want you to see this, the sixth chapter. Before we get into the specifics about the spirits. But I just want you to see the reason why you are, the reason you're the way you are, is because you have allowed one of the very spirits that you really don't want to be a part of you to be a part of your life. It says in the book of Genesis, the sixth chapter, and watch what the scriptures say. And we're going to start reading the second and third verse. Well, I'll start at the first verse so you can understand this. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters was born unto them, that the sons of Elohim saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. And Yah said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. And you want to ask yourself, well, why did Yah bring the spirits down? I mean, spirits. Mankind was living to 900 years old. Oldest living man was 969 years old. The next oldest man, 962 years old. The next oldest man, 960 years old. This is how old men was living. But Yah reduced that all the way down to 120. Do you know what percentage that is? What type of decrease that was from 900, or really from 1,000, because man could have lived well over 1,000 years if it wasn't for sin. But it was reduced down to 120 years. 100 years by itself, 10% of 100 is 1,000. I mean, 10% of 1,000 is 100. And you go 2% more, which is 20. So you're talking about 12%. So out of 100%, mankind age difference is something like 82 years, 88%. And why? Because of sin. Because the Almighty said he's just not going to continue striving with man. He's not going to allow his spirit to strive with man. He keep wrestling with man to do this, to do that, to be right, to be good. But man refused to do so. So therefore, he decreased their age. Now, he don't have to spend hundreds and thousands of years in a vessel that refused to listen, obey him. And 120 is a long time. And most men don't make it to that. They even reduce even further. Down is 80-some years. 70 years if you're doing good. 80 years is by strength. This is where we're at. And it all has to do with our spirits. And you can tell the spirit of men and women. You can just look at them. You can hear them. You can tell people's spirits are not good. But what if your spirit is good? And what spirits do you want to be a part of you, your vessel, your life, your daily walk? What spirits do you want wrapped around your neck and be as frontless between your eyes? Well, we're going to show you the type of spirits that exist that you want a part of you. Our beautiful Moray taught a great lesson on the spirit of Elohim. And he defined it for you, which is real good, because there are certain things about the spirit of Elohim. It only come once the spirit of Elohim come upon you, then it gives you the ability to do certain things. And typically these things that give you the ability to do are grander. They're very great. Like in the case of Joseph, or yourself, in the book of Genesis 41. And then when people see the spirit, they are able to recognize it. And how are they able to recognize it? Because you're doing things that are different. And I'm going to show you the different thing that you're doing. The one thing that once it's done, you know this is, you got the wisdom of the angels. You have the spirit of Elohim upon you. How else can you do these things and you don't have the spirit of Elohim? Watch what happened in Genesis 41. In the book of Genesis 41, So you can understand what's going on, starting at the very first verse. This is what it says. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kind of in fat flesh, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other kind came up after them out of the river, ill-favored, lean flesh, stood by the other kind upon the brink of the river. And all and the ill-favored and lean flesh kind did eat up the 7 well-favored fat kind. So Pharaoh awoke. In other words, this was a dream. And this is what he was dreaming. And oftentimes people tell me about their dreams, or they say they dream this, dream that. Well, Pharaoh had a dream. And this should kind of help you to understand your dream. Fifth verse. And he slept and dreamed a second time. And behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon one stalk, rank and good. And behold, 7 thin ears and blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. Now he knows something going on. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt, all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Nobody could interpret this dream. And he had two. And this is real important, because oftentimes many people dream and they tell people their dream. But little do people know, all your dreams don't mean something. Just because you had a dream, that don't mean Yahweh is telling you to tell somebody your dream. And just because you dream, that don't mean there's some big, great thing that has to be revealed. Make no mistake about it. If you dream something, and it's something that the world should know, or something that Yahweh is telling you through your dream, he's going to have an interpreter. He's going to send somebody to let you know. Why? Because he wants you to know. Why? Because he wants the world to know. Why? Because he has something for you or them or someone to do. He's not going to have you dream something and leave you destitute, but he wants other people to know. And so, but you have some people, they want to run and tell everybody their dreams. Did Yah tell you to go tell people your dream? Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know. But I'm just letting you know that every dream is not for you to go running to everybody for interpretation. That's not how Yah works. But in this case, interpretation was sought for, and it was needed, and it was purposed. And let me show you what happened. Because now we're getting into the spirit. And watch this. In the same chapter, Genesis 41. And we're going to start reading 25th verse, and this is what it says. And Yosef said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. In other words, he had two dreams, but Yosef was letting him know it's really only one. And Elohim have showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 good kind are 7 years. And the 7 good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. All we've been doing is coming to tell you there's 7 spirits. There are 7 days. There are 7 signs of darkness. There are 7 holy days. There are 7 wonders. There are 7 this, 7 that. And that's all we've been teaching and telling you. Nothing different than what Yosef is telling Pharaoh. It's 7 years. Because really, there's only 7 different years. Just like it's only 7 different days. And why? Because this is how Yah order things. This is the way of Yah. And you're going to learn that more and more as we go on. And watch what this is. The 7th ill favored kind that came up after them are 7 years. In other words, all these dreams is just letting know the time and purpose. It's just 7 years. And the 7 empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. 1 is 7 years is good, and 1 is 7 years of famine. As I told you before, if you got 7 good, make no mistake about it, there's 7 bad. If you got 7 light days of light, you're going to have 7 nights of darkness. That's just how it works. If you got 30 days in a month, you're going to have 30 nights also in that same time period. And watch what it says. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What Elohim is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of the famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by Elohim, and Elohim will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise. Set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the 5th part of the land of Egypt in 7 plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up the corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities, and that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such one as this is? A man in whom the spirit of Elohim is. Can we find somebody like this? How can you find somebody like who got the spirit of Elohim in them? How, you can search all day long, but how can you find? What is it that you will point to a man and say, my goodness, man, this man got the spirit of Elohim in him? Well, let me show you what Pharaoh now seen. And Pharaoh said unto Yosef, for as much as Elohim have shown thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. In other words, the one thing that separated Yosef from all the other wise men, because he had wise men with him, that can interpret a host of things, a lot of things, that can counsel him on a lot of things. He had magicians, but they couldn't do one thing. And let me tell you the one thing they couldn't do. They could not interpret Pharaoh's dream. And this set Yosef apart from everybody. Because when the spirit of Elohim come upon you, it gives you abilities that others cannot do. Sure, people can lie to you and say, let me hear your dream. And then they start interpreting your dreams. And, of course, you start believing in them because it sounds good. It sounds right. It sounds like it makes sense. But then you start asking them questions about the Most High. Then you will know they are counterfeit. Because Yah will not send a man to interpret your dreams that don't know him. And people frankly told me, yeah, this man, he's wise. He this, he's that, because he can do this and that. And he understands certain things. And I talked to the same man, and he was a fool. So I'm just letting you know, don't fall for counterfeits. When Yahweh send a man to do something, make no mistake about it, that man is going to be different than other men, because he's going to know things that nobody else knows, as our Father yourself. Furthermore, and this is just the spirit of Elohim, because I want you to see the difference between this before we even get to wisdom, which is the number one thing that you need to have. See, when you have the spirit of Elohim, it encompasses all Yahweh spirits, because it gives you abilities that not just one of his spirits will give. This is a collection of spirits that you must have in order for you to have the spirit of Elohim to be able to do the things I'm talking about now. In the book of Daniel, watch this, Daniel, the first chapter. I just want you to see this. In the book of Daniel, the first chapter, and I may add, when I began to study on this, the spirits of the Elohim, this is probably one of the hardest studies that I've studied on, because the spirits are so closely connected but very diverse from one another. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but until you study it, you'll be confused which one is working, which one is acting, which one is superior to one another. It's hard for you to discern these things. But watch what it says in Daniel, the first chapter, third and fourth verse. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, well-favored, skillful in all wisdom. What's all wisdom? What is all wisdom? It's like wisdom got levels to it. Well, it does. Cunning in knowledge, understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, in whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. This is what they said about certain of the seed of the children of Israel. The king's seed, you all know as the tribe of Yehuda. And watch what it says in the 17th verse in the same chapter. As for these four children, which I may add is Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. As for these four children, Elohim gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. And you see how Daniel was separated from the pack, and he had understanding in all visions and dreams? Because now, when you talk about somebody got learning and everything, cunning and knowledge, all matters of wisdom, but then thrown in is visions and dreams. Because the only one that communicates with you in visions and dreams is the Most High himself. Now, you're talking about the spirit of Elohim. You're talking about the top dog now. You're talking about things that people are going to know things, or you're going to know things that others don't know because you're getting it straight from the Most High himself. And that's what Daniel did. This is why Daniel ruled every administration in Babylon. Anything major, they went to Daniel about. Even in sometimes they call him the second in command, the third in command, but he was the main one in command because he was the one who counseled all the pharaohs, whether it was good or whether it was bad. This is what he would do. Furthermore, in this same chapter, the 20th verse, watch what it says. And in all matters of wisdom, let me read the 19th and 20th verse. And the king communed with them. Among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom, all matters of wisdom, and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. Because these men had the spirit of Elohim. They didn't just have wisdom. They had the spirit of Elohim. And the spirit of Elohim is something that will give you something that will allow you to do things other people can't do. And not everybody, even though people will tell you this, they cannot interpret dreams. And they're not getting visions. Every vision that a man gets, if it's not consistent with the word of Yah, you know it didn't come from the Most High. And every dream that is interpreted, you'll know it came from the Most High if this is consistent with his word and the thing come to pass. Any vision, any dream that I hear about, I can't find in a book, and that's not consistent with the word of Yah, I know they are counterfeit. And a lot of things I've been hearing are counterfeit. Fake as a $3 bill. This is the spirit of Elohim. One more scripture on that. Or two more. Watch this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter. Oftentimes, when a king or a judge was raised up, it was only one spirit they could have. And that was the spirit of Elohim. That's why in the scriptures, when a king was anointed or a judge ruled, it says the spirit of Elohim came upon him. Why? Because how are you going to judge Yah's people without the spirit of Elohim? You got to counsel them. You got to have knowledge. You got to understand things. You got to build things with wisdom. So you got to have them all. You can't just have one because you got too many responsibilities. Furthermore, how are you going to understand the things that people come and tell you and you don't have the spirit to be able to do your job? That's why in the book of Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter, it says in the 9th verse, and Yehoshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom. What is full? One scripture we read, it said, in all matter of wisdom. This scripture say Yehoshua was full of, what is full? Of the spirit of wisdom. You're gonna know what that is. For Moshe had laid his hands upon him, And the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as Yah commanded Moshe. Yeah, he was fooled because he needed everything to be able to judge Yah's people, to lead Yah's people, to guide Yah's people, and to take them into the Holy Land. He couldn't be limited. He couldn't be shorthanded. He had to have all his the tools at his disposal to have success. And let me tell you, he had all the tools. Now, whether he used all the tools is a whole nother ball of wax. But he had them all. Because not all the kings used all the tools. As a matter of fact, the mass majority of our kings, the kings in Israel, the mass majority of them, not only did they fail miserably, but the mass majority of them was wicked. Now, if they was wicked, you think they had the spirit of wisdom or the spirit of Elohim and they wicked? No, they did not. Now, was the spirit of Elohim availed to them? Yes, it was. Because y'all want you to have success. But just because he endowed you with a spirit, I don't mean you're going to use it. If that's the case, the Almighty gave us his word. You think our people go by his word? No. He gave us his laws, commandments, statutes, and judgment. Do they do that? No. So don't think just because he availed something to you, you're going to use it and take it and run with it. The Almighty said we took his word and cast it behind our back. Watch this. In the book of 2 Samuel, the 23rd chapter. And the reason why I love this scripture right here is because these are the last words of David. Now, if you don't know anything about David, and this is the first time you hearing something about David, King David, in the scriptures. Well, let me tell you about King David. This is a man that the Creator himself said, this is a man after my own heart. But if you hear about King David from other people, you're not going to hear nothing good. All you're going to hear about is this bad king. This king that had blood all on his hands, who did vile things. And I know some of y'all saying right now, well, he did. He did. Well, is that what you want to promote? Just imagine if you really thought King David was your father and one of your ancient fathers. Just imagine every time your father, I'm talking about your blood father now, every time he come around, yeah, there go that man that used to sell crack. But you knew that man who sold crack changed his life. And he saved more babies than he hurt. There go that man that used to do this, but he did his time in jail. In other words, you never let nothing go. And every time somebody see your daddy, they talk about your daddy, not the good that he's doing now, but the things he did in the past. And if we had to always live by our past, then it wouldn't be no purpose, reason to have what we know of as the Day of Atonement. In other words, after we atone for our sins and we done moved away from them, and now we're doing better and good, then here comes somebody put us right back in the past. Now, is that fair? Is that righteous? Is that one of the spirits of Elohim? Well, you know the answer. And let me show you what the last words that this king made in the book of 2 Samuel, the 23rd chapter. And this is what it says. Now, these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the Elohim of Yaakov, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, the spirit of Yah spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. And what did Yahweh put in David's mouth? And watch what he says. The Elohim of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Elohim. And now, how will you know the fear of Elohim? How do you know whether this man is just? Watch the fourth verse. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun rises, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. That's how you're going to know. That's how you're going to know the fear of Elohim. Someone ruling in the fear of Elohim. Someone that is just. That's in rulership. We got a lot of men that call themselves ruling. But make no mistake about it, it ain't in the fear of Elohim. As a matter, they'll make excuses. I'm just a man. I'm just like anybody else. They won't even take responsibility for their responsibilities as leaders. But this is what David said. And David should know, because this is how he ruled men. Why you think Yah said this is a man after my own heart? Because he ruled in the fear of Elohim, which I may add is a spirit. And we're going to get to that. But I wanted to show you what the spirit of Elohim is. The spirit of Elohim gives you the ability to do things other people can't do, a man just can't do, such as interpret dreams and receive visions of the Most High. This is what this spirit of Elohim gives you ability to do. And why? Because these are people that the Almighty actually talked to himself in visions and dreams. And he might tell them to do something that the average man can't do, such as heal a man from his leprosy, such as cause a man to wake up from the dead, lay on a little boy, breathe in his mouth, and he become restored. These are things that will happen. Split the Red Sea. You don't see no men just splitting the Red Sea. Only men you see doing that is men that have the spirit of Elohim on them. That's why you can't even read an average man doing these things. And you sure don't see no man doing that today. Surely, if we had a bunch of people who had the spirit of Elohim on them, then why ain't they splitting the Red Sea? Why ain't they doing these great miracles of old? Spirit of Elohim is so powerful, that's the first thing you read about. And the spirit of Elohim was on the face of the waters. Why? Because it was going to work. It was going to work. And that's what will happen to you. If you had a spirit, you will go to work. But what about this beautiful, great spirit of wisdom? Well, wisdom is the very first thing, the chief thing, the main thing of the spirit of Elohim that you have to have. Without the spirit of wisdom, none of the other spirits are activated. All the other spirits come through this spirit. This is the headstone. This is the crown jewel of all the other spirits. There is no other spirit you'll read more about than the spirit of wisdom. Let me show you what the Creator said about this spirit of wisdom in the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter. Show you how diverse it is. This is what it says in Proverbs, the 4th chapter. I'll start at the 5th verse. And I may add, let me say this too, because oftentimes people ask me, like I said earlier, how do I do certain things? How do I just have a find humility of heart? How do I find, how do I serve Yah better? How do I get over certain things? Well, the one thing that you need to have success in anything is wisdom. It's wisdom. But wisdom is just like anything else. It's a spirit. And you have to seek wisdom. You have to invite wisdom into your house. And oftentimes, you don't. Instead of you inviting wisdom, you invite another spirit, and then you wonder why you are the way you are. You wonder why you're so angry all the time. You wonder why you don't get along with people all the time. You wonder why people talk about you all the time and you talk about them all the time. It's just because of the spirit that you allowed to be a part of you. Because once you have a certain type of spirit, you can care less whether somebody talk about you or not. You have a whole nother spirit, and your spirit is going to direct you another way. Watch what it says. Proverbs 4, verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. And these things are not happening. I'm telling you they're not happening, because if they were happening, then you will have wisdom. It says wisdom is the principal thing. And what do the word principal thing? That means that's the main thing. That's the number one thing. That's the top thing. That's the chief thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. Because there is levels of wisdom. But wisdom by itself is the main thing. It's the chief thing. It's the number one thing that you have to go through. You have to get. And you got to know and learn how to be family with her. And you got to study wisdom. Say, look, wisdom, I want to be a part of your family. And I want you a part of my family. So how can we get this thing together? So you and I can walk together. And wisdom, no, because it's wisdom. Wisdom, no, if you're serious or not. Or if you like that $3 bill, counterfeit. See, wisdom, no. And if you like that $3 bill, wisdom don't want nothing to do with you. So you got to keep it 100. If you want wisdom. Now, a lot of people think they have it, but I'm going to show they just have certain levels of wisdom. Because there's levels of wisdom. Watch what the scriptures say. Let me share one level of wisdom to you in the book of Exodus 28. In the book of Exodus 28, starting at the first verse, this is what it says. And take down unto thee Aaron, thy brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron, thy brother, for glory and for beauty. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise-hearted, whom I fill with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, because it took wisdom to do this work. Anytime people start sewing and putting some stuff together in a very artistic and skillful way, everybody can't do that. That takes wisdom. And for this to happen, the Almighty put the spirit of wisdom in them. Fourth verse, and these garments, and these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, a ephod, a robe, a broidered coat, a mitre, a girdle. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother and his sons, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And they shall take gold and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen. This is what they were instructed to do. But they couldn't do it without wisdom. Why? Because wisdom gives you the ability to build anything. Wisdom is the builder. When a person begins to learn how to build, they must have wisdom. This is the chief, top, beginning, principle, main thing. It's wisdom. How are you going to make anything without wisdom? You can't. How are you going to build anything without wisdom? You can't. You can't do it. Wisdom is essential. What do you think Yahweh used to build? Wisdom. But just because you can make a garment don't mean you can interpret dreams. It don't mean you get visions from the Most High. It don't mean you can now go start counseling people. It don't mean that. But it does mean you can do Yah's work. Because this is wisdom. And I'm telling you, there's levels of wisdom. Watch this. Book of Exodus 31. In the book of Exodus 31, starting at the first verse, and Yah spake unto Moshe, saying, see, I've called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda. Now watch this. And I fill him with the spirit of Elohim. Now it's a little bit different. In wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass and cunning stones, to set them in carvings of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I behold, I've given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahishmach of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise, I have put wisdom that they may make all that I've commanded thee. The tabernacle of congregation, the ark of the testimony, the mercy seat that is thereupon, and all the furniture of the tabernacle, the table and its furniture, pure candlestick with all his furniture, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all the furniture, Laban's foot, the cloths of service, the holy garments of Aaron the priest, the garments of his sons, the minister and the priest, of the anointing oil, the sweet incense for the holy place. In other words, he began to name people, and he took it to another level. But let me tell you the main reason why Yahweh took this to the next level with these men. Because not only were they sent to do that, it was something very important also that they were sent to do. And we're going to start reading . Let's start at the 30th verse, see if this is it. Give me 1 second. We're going to read this here. In the 30th verse, this is what it says. We're in Exodus 35. It says, "And Moshe said unto the children of Israel, See, Yah have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Ur, of the tribe of Yehudah, and he have filled him with the spirit of Elohim, in wisdom and understanding, knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise curious works, to work in gold and silver and brass, the cutting of stones, to set them in carving of wood, to make manner of cunning work, and he hath put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahishmach of the tribe of Dan." That's the part I wanted to show you. "With them have you filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work, the engraver, the cunning work, the embroiderer, the blue, the purple, the scarlet, the fine linen, weaver, even of them that do any work and of those that devise the cunning work." In other words, the reason why Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Ur, and the tribe of Yehudah was singled out. The reason why he was singled out is because somebody had to teach the other people. And that was him. So not only this spirit of Elohim was put on him to do these things, but it was put on him that he might teach the other men to do the work. Still, even though he was there to teach, to do these things, it was still in wisdom, understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. This is what he was sent to teach. That's what he was sent to do. It was a marvelous, great, superior type of work, even from the work that he would even teach to the other men. But I may add, there's still still another level of wisdom past this. There's still another level. And I want you to see what that level is, because I wanted you to see that this thing was still dealing with all manner of workmanship. That's why certain spirits you won't even see talked about here, because there's other spirits. And just to show you what this is, what is essential for this to happen, one is in the book of Proverbs 24. In the book of Proverbs 24, starting at the first verse, and this is what it says. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. And watch the third verse. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. In other words, as I was telling you before, there is no building, there is no craftsmanship, there is no type of success whatsoever without wisdom. Why do you think the scriptures say wisdom is the fear of Yah? Because there is no success without the fear of Yah. What you call success, Yah called evil. He called it wicked. He called it an abomination. I'm going to show you what Yahweh calls success in the scriptures. In the book of Joshua, watch this, the first chapter, so you can see what success is for Yah, to Yah, not man. Man has a different definition of success than the Most High. In the book of Joshua, the first chapter, this is what it says. Starting at the 8th verse, Joshua 1 and 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. In other words, you should be talking about this all the time. You shouldn't be reading and studying just to be reading and studying. You should be reading and studying this thing to memorize it, to eat it, so it can be a part of you. Some people pick up the book and they always want to ask you, what do this mean? What do that mean? And they don't remember nothing. Well, it says this book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. In other words, after you study, after you read it, then now meditate on it day and night. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So don't believe the lie that they tell you that so-and-so came up with writing. No, Yahweh is responsible for writing. And every man on this earth that was a servant of the Most High wrote. For then, if you do this, and then, if you meditate day and night, if then you don't let this depart out of your mouth, and if then you do all that is according that is written in this book, for thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. This is what success is, brothers and sisters. All this other stuff, just because your enemies letting you put sheepskin on your walls called degrees, yeah, that might be success to them. But what have you done for Yah? What degree do you have in Yah? Do you have the spirit of wisdom? The spirit of Elohim? The spirit of understanding? The spirit of knowledge? Do you have anything remotely that shows and demonstrates that you have success in Yah? This is where your success has to be. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for Yah thy Elohim is with thee whithersoever thou goest. This is our success. This is our prosperity. And I'm going to show you this. And it starts with wisdom. That's where it begins. That's the principal thing, the number one thing, the main thing, the top thing that you got to get. You can't pass by it. If you don't got that, you don't have nothing. Because that is the fear of Yah. It is the beginning of the fear of Yah. Let me show you this. I just want you to see this. Because there's levels of wisdom. Also in the book of Proverbs. So in other words, you might get a bachelor degree. You get your high school diploma. Then you go to college, get your bachelor degree. Then you get your master's degree. Then you get all this other stuff after that. But what really do you have? I know some of y'all just graduated, and that's good. But ask yourself, what really do you have? Let's just put it on a scale and weigh that thing, and let's see what you really, really have. But let me show you the levels of wisdom so you can understand what you can get. Now, this is your degrees in Yah. And let's see if your degree in man can weigh in any degrees of Yah. In the book of Proverbs, now I'm not putting your degrees down, but I got to tell you the truth. Because a lot of people feel like they have success, but they don't even know Yah. And they put a lot of time and energy in man, but they don't put a lot of time and energy in the Most High. And watch this. In the book of Proverbs, the second chapter, then after they find Yah, they say, man, you know, all my work is in vain, man. I thought I knew something. After they find Yah, then it's, man, how you know this and how you know that? Well, how you get your degree? The same way I got know Yah. I studied. I prepared. I purposed myself. And watch what it says in the book of Proverbs, the second chapter. And watch the sixth and the seventh verse. Well, you know, I need you to get this real good. Watch. We're going to start at the first verse. Watch what it says. My son, if thou will receive my words, hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of Yah and find the knowledge of Elohim. And why? Because this thing that I'm telling you about, nothing can be compared to it. And watch what it says. For Yahweh giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. And watch the seventh verse. This is what I want you to see. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. In other words, I told you there's levels to wisdom. Sometimes all you're dealing with is the spirit of wisdom. But for the righteous, now you're dealing with sound wisdom. See, some wisdom helps you to be able to craft, be able to sow, be able to build. And that's good wisdom because wisdom in of itself is good. Wisdom would allow you to do things the right way. Wisdom never steers you wrong in nothing that you would do because wisdom is always good. But then there's another level. And it's called sound wisdom. And this sound wisdom allows you to be righteous. Because that's what Yah laid out for, the righteous. Now you can know and understand him. Now you can speak about him. Now you can represent him. That's why this is laid up for the righteous. And don't think this is something that anybody can get, this sound wisdom. Let me show you how precious this sound wisdom is in the book of Job. Job 28. Just show you how special this thing is. How peculiar. How rare it is. And we're going to read Job 28, starting at the first verse. And this is what it says. Surely there is a vein for silver and a place for gold where they find it. Yeah, you can find silver and gold. It's hard, but you can find it. Iron is taken out of the earth and brass is molten out of the stone. He set of an end to darkness and searches out all perfection. The stones of darkness and the shadow of death. In other words, even though you might know, don't know the end, that where darkness ends. See, darkness only can go so far, but it has an end. The flood breaketh out from the inhabitant. Even the waters forgotten of the foot. They are dried up. They are gone away from men. In other words, again, still letting you know. In other words, you can go so far and it's just going to be dry. The waters are going to dry up and be forgotten afoot. As for the earth, out of it cometh bread, and under it is turned up as with a fire. That's why you see all that lava and fire underneath the earth. The stones of it are the place of sapphires, and it has dust of gold. Brother asked me, man, where y'all get all this? I mean, where these stones get they color? Well, now you know, we're underneath the earth, where all that fire is. Little do people know, fire have every color, every spectrum in it. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and with the vultures I have not even seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion pass by it. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock. He overturneth the mountains by the roots. He cutteth out rivers among the rocks, and his eye seeth every precious thing. He bindeth the flood from overflowing, and the thing that is here bringeth he forth to light. See, all these things is done. The Most High do these things. But after all is said and done, 12th verse, but where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. Y'all understand that? It can't be valued. And you can't even find it in the land of the living. And don't think you can find it in the land that ain't living, because watch this. The devil said, it is not in me. And the sea said, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. Cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it. Neither shall it be valued with pure gold. And here it is. You got people, the mass majority of the people, every day and every night, all through their whole life, working, toiling, sweating, spending their whole life working for money, jewels, gold, silver, trying to get as rich as they can. But how many people work for wisdom? The very thing that is greater than money, jewels, and any jewel you can mention. This thing can't even be valued. No wonder nobody got wisdom. No wonder they only had the basics of wisdom. No wonder the spirit of Elohim is hard for anyone to be able to see. Because no one working for it anyway. And nobody is trying to get it. Nor are they trying to seek it, search for it, find it, and have it. Even though wisdom crieth from her gate. Watch what it says. Whence then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. In other words, it started with the land of the living. It's not in her. Now it ends with destruction and death. Said we heard about her with our ears. But watch the 23rd verse. Elohim understanding the way thereof. He knoweth the place thereof. For he looketh to the ends of the earth. And he seeth under the whole heaven the weight for the winds. And he weigheth the waters by measure. When he made a decree for the rain and a way for the lightning of the thunder, then did he and declared it. He prepared it, yea, and searched it out. And unto man he said, because he's not saying this to no beast. He's not saying this to no cattle. He's not saying this to no creeping thing. They don't have no wisdom and know where wisdom is. He said this to man. And unto man he said, behold. Because this is what man can get. But man don't want it. Because man refused to search it out. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of Yah, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. And all you have to do is ask yourself, who do you know that's searching, that's looking, like their whole life depends on it, looking for it more than gold, more than money, more than anything that can be valued, for it has no price. All their days, all their nights, all their months and years, who do you know looking for wisdom? Because if they was looking for that, let me tell you what they will be looking for. And that is the fear of Yah. And who want to fear Yah? Who's spending their life attempting to fear the Elohim of all spirits, Yahweh himself? No wonder wisdom cannot be found. But did you find it? Do you own it? Is it a part of you? Because this is the number one thing, the chief thing, the head thing, the principal thing that one must have. If you want to be in the gates, the house, the sanctuary, and under the wings of the Most High, get wisdom. For wisdom is the principal thing. But with all thy getting, get understanding. And we will deal with understanding next. But tonight, we wanted to introduce to you wisdom. And why do you think Yahweh said only a remnant? Because he knows tomorrow you will forget him and no one will search for the very thing you must possess to find him. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. It's an